Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very busy Fisherman's Landing here, unloading a lot of big fish off the long-range boats here this morning on a beautiful, sunny Southern California weekend. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is here having a great time, giving away a great prize,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch that at the beginning of the show, today we are going to give away a brand-new AFTCO Reaper windproof jacket. Your choice of the zip-up or the pullover, just the most killer piece of gear that AFTCO makes. Probably my favorite. Maybe next to my anhydrous.
The anhydrous is like, oh, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's to me the most impressive thing they've ever put out, and I have a Reaper on underneath that.
Yeah,
so yeah, it's my favorite.
And that's somebody, the perfect layer for when you go to Katmai.
Exactly. Yeah. So no doubt a huge prize for one lucky caller or texter. Again, AFTCO Reaper windproof jacket, your choice, pullover or zip up at the end of the show. That's available to the callers or the texters. How it works at the end of the show, we're gonna pull a potential random winner from all of our callers and make it on the air. We're gonna pull a potential random winner from all of our texters who get read on the air. Benny's going to flip a coin that'll designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter, and you got your choice of winning that killer AFTCO Reaper. Again, if you want to get through on the phones, it's 213-432-1090. If you want to send us a text, that's only through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Also, make sure that you include your contact info when you send us a text, because we want to make sure to get a hold of you so we can get your size and your preference on whether you want to do the zip-up or the pullover if you're the big winner of the text.
Want to read this text I got from our co-host, Corey Sandin, buddy. He says, love listening to Benny on the show. He's one of the true gentlemen within the industry and the most savvy angler. And that's the truth.
No doubt about that.
And Corey would know.
Too kind.
Morning, Corey.
Too kind.
For sure. Yeah, that's cool. Well, hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. Low, low, low gas prices for your car, for your truck, and most importantly, for your trailer boat. That's only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Get California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Buy your beer, your soda, your snacks, and 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. That's Summit Gasoline. Go say hi to the manager, Martha, and their friendly staff. So much more than just the lowest gas prices and free ice. It's an easy in-and-out with your boat trailer. Summit Gasoline, they're at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the no-doubt stop for sure.
Total no-brainer.
Yep. Yeah,
easy deal, and the lowest of breakout prices.
I love
Summit
it, man.
Gasoline.
I had such a good photo that I was showing a buddy. Right when you pull off at Rosecrans, there's like a Summit banner that's listing their current fuel prices.
Yeah.
And ruthlessly unfortunate is their banner is right next to another gas station that shall not be named. They were $1 a gallon lesser expensive. Like,
wow.
how do you go to the gas station? $1 a gallon starting to be real money.
You're talking about
saving $20 a tank. Yeah. Like, that's real money.
Think about filling your boat.
Exactly.
$100 for me.
Yeah. That's pretty legit. Well, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's biting out there. We got our catch report with a man, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy's got our fishdope.com report. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Benny. Great show this morning. And I got to tell you guys that when I get up early, flip open the curtains, look down on the roof next door and see it covered in frost. Man, regardless of what this calendar says, it's winter time. Man, it was cold there.
Kidding, man.
Good thing, you know, it's good to have all that AFTCO clothes like you guys are talking about. But, yeah, that little storm that we had earlier definitely brought the rain and the wind as forecast and that cold air. Man, it just sucks. I love summertime. But, hey, our season is not over yet by any means, with several spots worth checking out here. Here's a few. So Catalina, still some fun fishing going on. Quite a bit of bonita scattered around there. Mixed size. There's some little guys and a few big guys, but enough bass and rockfish to round out the bags and keep it interesting. But you know, bonitos are fun to catch, but man, they are great lobster bait, guys. Make sure you pay attention to the limits. And, but that hoopin at Catalina has been very, very good, and that bonita is a great bait for it. There is a bit of squid around the backside east there, something to pay attention to. Haven't heard much fish on it yet, but that'll change. Over at San Clemente Island, very little coverage. You know, most of the guys that are getting out are still going offshore, but, there's been a little bit of squid in the cove there with a dab of game fish on it, mostly yellows, good grade yellows, so we'll have to keep an eye on that as squid season develops. And then speaking of fish on squid, and this is just something to keep an eye on, a little sidebar here for you. One of our customers, he runs a light boat, and they've been fishing the squid up at the deep hole up just above Point Doom there on the coastline. And they're fishing out there in deep water, but he's got a good pair of binoculars. He's keeping an eye on the skiffs that are fishing the kelp lines inside. And they're picking a little bit of that good, great sea bass up there now. So that's sea bass season. Yeah, time to get that rolling. That wintertime fishing can be really good some years. And then offshore, those bluefin are definitely the gift that keeps on giving, man. The weather weighs down, those tuna fish pop right back up. And I just talked to Danny from Fish Dope just a little bit ago. He's got the morning update from the fleet. They're around the 381 toward the tip of the condom out there. There's a little warm spot there with a hard edge, 3 to 4 degrees, you know, cold Cortez and Tanner direction, but a little warmer where those fish are. And they're picking away at 40 to 80s, you know, mostly knife jigs and sinker rigs. And it's mostly sonar fish. They're finding their fish 20 to 40, 50 fathoms like that. So you need the sonar to be doing the best, but, you know, still a decent amount of fish. So that's good news. And then inside Clemente, there's still a few yellowfin hanging around the mackerel bank, mostly on the dolphin schools, but some of that nice great yellowfin is still around. And then for a grand finale, the IGFA's got their swordfish tournament going on, I think yesterday and today, and I believe they had one or two fish caught yesterday. This is that deep drop tournament, so it's a whole different kind of swordfish fishing. And the deep drop thing has been getting going, man. There's a little bit more with fish reports from outside the nine. And then a little bit here outside of Dana and a little bit here outside of Newport also. So that's getting going. I had a report. I do not know if it's verified, but I heard that a 413 was caught here about a week or so ago. Man, it's a good one. Hopefully there's some truth to that. But anyway, for the guys in the tournament, best of luck to you. And looks like we get past this little breeze here this afternoon and tomorrow. I'm supposed to lay down and be nice. And time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. And fishdope.com, of course, always. Danny, like you say, he tells you right where to go and what to do. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code at fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And our gas station is not cheap like you guys.
And there's no Summit gasoline there. We need to talk to that owner. Yeah,
get a little Summit North.
Man, hey, yeah, Summit North. He dropped at 20 cents. He's down to under $6 now. So that's But, yeah, phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I almost hesitate to say this, but for all you guys that's been asking about our plastic tanks, we didn't do anything with them for mostly the last year because we're just so darn busy with everything else. But we're starting to build our Trolley Master tanks again, so might want to get one on order if you're looking to save a few bucks and still have some bait on the boat. So that's this
good
week's
tank,
report.
Yeah. Small skiff guy, that's like the that's a big deal. That's cool.
Right on, guys. So time to go fishing.
Thanks for building those, Mark. That's a service to the skiff guy.
It really is, honestly.
For sure.
I'm sure the money's nowhere near the same, and I'm sure that you're so busy with the glass stuff, but that is a really killer tank for a small boat guy.
Yeah.
Thanks, yeah, we appreciate it.
Appreciate
it. We'll talk to you later.
And we'll talk to you next Saturday, for sure.
You got it.
While we wait for Marcos, I want to mention a couple things about our Let's Talk Hookup website. Letstalkhookup.com. We have some great recipes on there from Chef Jeff, and also... I was talking to Ted at Gamakatsu, and he was wondering about recipes for fish cooking his bluefin tuna that he caught down here with Dwayne Diego. And so I said, go to our angler's table section of the Let's Talk Hookup website. And I haven't been on there for a little while, but there are literally dozens of great recipes on there. And they and thanks to Chef Jeff, we have a lot of new recipes, too, which come out. And he's going to be getting one here for us very, very shortly, another new one. But check out that angler's table section of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, if you're looking to cook pretty much anything. And then the other thing I want to mention about our website is we have our new AFCO boat bag up there.
Those turned out.
They came
so
out
cool, dude.
Awesome, yeah. They Branding Iron did a great job embroidering our Let's Talk Hookup logo on there. But those boat bags, I mean, that's like the perfect little like overnight bag or the perfect little tackle bag to put a bunch of boxes in and stuff like that.
Throw in a couple of 3600 type, you know, insert boxes, those Gamakatsu G boxes, still room for your sweatshirt, you know what I mean? Like it's a perfect catch-all. Throw on the boat, rad bags, and that AFCO digital camo looks really cool.
Oh, yeah, and we have them in green or black with our Let's Talk Hookup logo on them. On sale, normally $59, right? That's the retail on the bag
like
as it is.
Every day.
Put it on sale just to introduce them for $44.25.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a steal.
We sell that bag every single day at $60.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
And this one's killer. It's got the embroidery
on it.
It's less expensive. Yeah. Right on.
For sure. So check that out at letstalkhookup.com. Phones are packed. They want to talk to them.
Let's do it. We're still waiting for it to continue on our catch report. So in the meantime, we're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning to you guys. Thanks for taking my call. Benny, earlier you were talking about that pink color for calicos. Is that time of day kind of a thing or a lighting, outside lighting kind of a thing? That's my first question. And also, have you had any experience using that color for like other bass, like spotties or sand bass?
So the first question about time of day, it does seem like the middle of the day, you know, when you're not getting as many bites, when the sun's out and that sort of thing, seems to be better than, say, early light or late light, early morning, late afternoon. A little bit darker color, but that pink is generally good during the you know, sun's out. And then as far as other species, you know, I don't fish it enough, like, for calicos, for sand bass or spotties. I think those guys generally prefer more chartreuse than they would pink, is my experience. But pink I don't mess with too much as far as the other species. If it is, it's accidental. But for the most part, pink during the day.
That's it. Right on.
All right.
Good question.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Had a great text come through. Good morning, boys. Firstly, Captain Ben, please do not retire. I'm booking a trip next year for sure. Second, on the Clemente trips, do you ever work in targeting rockfish? I love catching me some big reds. That's from Ralph and Menifee.
Yeah, thanks, Ralph. Unfortunately, I like to concentrate all my efforts in catching the bass. You know, if yellowtail happened to present itself, we're going to make a bunch of casts on it and then go back to what we were doing. But rock fishing, no, I just would, you know, hate to spend a couple hours and trying to locate them and then getting them and that sort of thing. I really like to focus in on the bass, especially going that far.
Okay. All right. Hey, book a trip.
That's it.
Because you never know when he's going to retire. another great one here from Dane and Dane in Huntington Beach. This is Captain Ben. Love to hear a story about fishing the Golden Reef in Baja. What do you catch, and what kind of baits are you using?
The Golden Reef in Baja.
Is that where you're fishing down there? I think maybe he was thinking Gonzaga.
Yeah, probably that area.
Yeah,
because
I don't know where the Golden Reef is.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I mean, honestly, when we go down there, if it looks bassy, we're fishing it. And we've gone as far south as LaGuardia Island, which is 50-plus miles. It's a pretty long run when you have all that coastline.
Sure.
But we fish south or even north sometimes, and we try to hit as many islands as we can. But the fishing is pretty simple. It's jerk baits and surface iron.
Yeah.
Not a lot of, you know, thought.
Button-down drags.
Button-down drag, 80-pound max quattro, and then we're fishing titanium wire. single strand.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
On the
yeah.
jigs.
On the jigs and the jerk baits. Again, it's a short.
Helps.
It's a short leader, maybe 12 to 14 inches.
That helps you from being rocked.
It's yeah, but a lot of times that doesn't help.
Yeah.
Like I was saying earlier, you know, I brought down a dozen of the current snipers in the 170 size in the pink and bone and pink bellies, and I came back with two. So not all the time you're going to win that battle, but that there's a lot of fish to be caught, different fish. We caught different species, hogfish, golden spotted bay bass, yellowtail, the grouper, and then along with the cabrilla. So,
titanium wire, do you like to tie it or do you like to crimp it?
You can tie it.
This
stuff, I forget what the name is. Naughty to.
Not too kinky.
Not too kinky, yes, mm-hmm. yes. It's very pliable. You can tie a basically a figure eight knot to the lure. And then you can, or to a clip is what we did, so we can change out lures. And then to the connection, we actually tied a five-turn RP knot.
Mm-hmm.
It was real simple. You can tie any knot, but they also sell the pre-rigged with a swivel mm-hmm. and a clip at the end, which mm-hmm. is really convenient.
Yeah,
so,
and that works.
That works just fine.
And they get bit just as well as straight.
Straight piece of fluoro.
Yeah, and I've tried fishing like 80 to 100-pound fluoro. It's got to be short because it's hard to get them through the guides. But, I mean, you know, I still got busted off.
Yeah.
You know,
so you're going straight to the Power Pro from the titanium elite.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No fluorocarbon at all.
No fluorocarbon, yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Good grade to wire, man. That's the
yeah.
It's
whoa.
Straight up. Direct drive.
Yeah,
you
right.
get bit. You get bit. Yeah.
It's
right. plunk. You get
hang
bit.
Hang on.
Yeah.
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 Hey, let's go live to the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, are they still biting?
They're still biting.
Yes.
We just hooked one up here in the bow on a sinker rig. We've been busy this morning. We haven't made the most out of it. We have four fish on the boat. We just hooked another one. One point here just recently, we had five bluefin hanging. The last one we boated was probably about 130 pounds.
So
this
cool,
one
Mike.
Is coming up pretty quick. Oh, look at that. Well, the guy... pulling on one up here in the bow is on 100 pound. He just made short work out of that one. very, very nice weather. We've had a few heartbreaks this morning. Our first fish of the morning was like a 45 pounder, and I think that caught guys off guard a little bit, and guys were going in the water with a little bit lighter line. But even some of the fish here we've hooked on 60 pound this morning, losing them after pulling on them for an hour. It's just, they're mean fish.
Yeah. And how cool.
So,
this late in the season, boy, it just goes to show.
Oh, man.
Hollering back there.
Oh, man. Hey, it's really hard to stand up here and watch that. he got it over the rail. It was about a 100-pounder, but it lit up as he was bringing it over the side. there's nothing like being 15 feet away, but like a mile away at the same time.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, watching one of the guys struggling with a big one on the gaff, and you just have to sit there handcuffed.
Yeah, to run across the back deck and up the side, it would have been a long run, and it probably would have been interesting on your end of the line.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
But
very, they're still biting.
Yeah, first day of a 2.5-day seeker-sponsored trip. Started seeing fish early in the morning. It sounded like yesterday afternoon there were some really good signs. Some guys did fairly well. I know I talked to Greg on the Aztec. He was out here yesterday. And good sign of fish before dark, I think up till about 11 o'clock last night, so... We're pretty stoked and very, very nice weather. I know it's supposed to get a little breezy tomorrow. We do have day and a half trips throughout the week. Next Friday night, weather looks absolutely epic, and we definitely need some more people on that trip.
Well, if fishing continues the way it is, I can't see somebody not going, have a little fresh plate of sashimi for your Thanksgiving time, man. Good fishing to be had and light loads. This is certainly not the time to hang it up yet.
Oh, no. This last time I was on the show there, I know we talked in depth about our November and December, and it's looking the same way. I mean, we had a little bit of a lump there because of the weather we had this week, which we definitely needed it. I watched that pond up in the Alpine by my house go from absolutely empty to full in a day, which, don't get me wrong, bring on the rain, but this fishing definitely rebounded very well after that.
That's great.
They're still here.
Yeah, I love
all
it,
right.
Mike.
Well, now, which trips are available and which? How do we book them?
Day and a half trips, give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383. I'll get some of these pictures up on our Facebook page here shortly. You can also book through TributeSportFishing.com or SeaforthLanding.com. But nice stretch of weather coming up. And, I mean, you know, I'm sitting here drifting next to two or three other boats. Everybody's got blood coming out of the scuppers. And, you know, we're digging
fishing.
It.
I love it. Yeah, that's great, Mike.
Getting them. All right. Well, good luck.
All right.
Keep getting them. Appreciate the check from on the water.
We'll check
Captain
back
Mike
tomorrow.
Pritchard
Thank
on
you.
The Tribute. All right. Appreciate that call.
All right, well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to talk to Ben. He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Hi, Ben. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Terrific, terrific show this morning. I'm getting amped. Captain Ben, what a great name. Hey, Captain Ben, I was going to ask you, are the calicos just more aggressive than anything? Because I noticed they'll hit anything just about you put in front of their face, and they're not mind shy. So are you a catch and release guy or... What's going on with your calico?
I mean, yeah, they're really aggressive when they want to eat. You know, there's a difference between when they want to bite and when they want to eat. We had a lot of biters yesterday and only very few eaters where the bait was down their throat. Then a lot of times they were swiping at, like the calicos we caught in the surface iron, you know, they had the jig basically on the side of the face, so not too many down the throat. But as far as catch and release, I'm a catch and release. I don't really eat much fish, but if my guests want to keep a few, which most of them are very, very aware of, they're very conservative. They, you know, if they want to have a couple to eat, they'll take home a couple and, you know, eat them that day or the next day. I always tell them just wait a day so they firm up, you know, chill them out, firm them up. I'll cut them up nice and clean for them so that way they have them, but. You know, I'm not a limit-style fishing guy, sack them up and go for numbers. Numbers, yes. I mean, you know, as far as numbers, counting them, but not everybody fill the sacks. And I kind of upfront about it. You know, you want to keep a few for a meal for you, your wife, your, you know, one of your kids or whatever. But, you know, when guys want to take a bunch home and...
You're not running freezer fillers.
No. No freezer fillers, yeah.
That's not the Coastal Charter's way.
No, we're on the conservation thing, you know. And I had that same talk with one of the Pongeros down in Bay of L.A. when I was down there in June. And, you know, they're really, really looking at that conservation down there because they're seeing their stocks dwindle because of all the take over the years.
Yeah.
So they're really trying to be... conservation minded, you know, hey, take one or two, but let's not take a 20, 30, you know, to feed the whole family.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
If we can, I had a great text. This one was from Charles in Delmar. Said, hey, I've been hearing that guys have been selling heavy torpedo sinkers rigged with hooks as they are working sometimes as well as the fancy jigs deep at night. Is this true? That's from Charles. And Charles, we had a fun show with Captain Tim Ekstrom a couple weeks back. And he said he was hard-pressed. If you had to put him, you know, if you had to put him on the spot, if he had his choice between a sinker, a knife jig, a flat fall, that one, you couldn't say one worked better than another. But in the scenario where you get over a spot of fish and it doesn't necessarily stick with the boat, you know, they're trying to chase it down, they get over the top of it, three or four jigs, you know, get through it, and then the fish, you know, you hook two or three, four, and then the fish squirt off, that it would be very hard for Tim not to be using a torpedo sinker, which is crazy.
The Eddie rig,
which is great. Yeah, the Eddie bomb is by popular name. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, if every school you get is different. If the fish sticks with the boat, having a lure that sinks through them slower becomes an advantage. You know, the fish is hanging under the boat and it takes longer for your lure to move through that school, the better your shot for a bite. However, if you're chasing them down and the fish are, you know, are squirting away from you, the first ones that get down there are the ones that get a bite. And those sinkers have become hugely popular.
They eat sinkers.
So they do. Yeah, they eat the sinker by itself. The one thing I'll warn is... Most sinkers are certainly not meant to catch a 200-pound tuna. And the line tie in a little brass piece, it's just a little clip that's held into the piece via the lead. You know, they put it in the mold and they pour the lead around it. So if you're going to rig a regular sinker, you need to make sure that you attach, that your hook is attached to your main line. So usually guys, if they're putting a bottom hook on it, will run a little piece of 200-pound fluoro to like a Gamakatsu Superline ring, so that your line, basically you have to rig it so that if the hook comes attached, catch, you don't have to worry about that line tie. The sinker can come free, or you can get a through-wired torpedo sinker. So like the ones that we sell at the tackle shop that are already pre-rigged up has a through-wire sinker. But as you can imagine, those are more expensive.
Yeah.
You can
know whether it's a through wire or not.
If the shop will know, most all of the regular non ones, it's just that typical, you know, gold colored little brass hook tie, and the through wire ones are like an oblong stainless steel rod. When the two are next to each other, it's kind of you would notice, but you know, there's obviously a little they're more expensive, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, very good. I got another great text here from Mark in Santee. He says, Benny, what's the largest calico you ever caught, and what is your favorite spot to fish? And we were discussing this earlier. Benny, you've caught some.
Largest is 10-8. 10-8 on a surface iron.
You've had how many over 10?
I've had two. But my guess, four.
That's so rad.
But two. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so
the Holy Grail multiple times over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we were talking about trophies earlier. You know, I mean, a trophy depends on the person. I mean, if a 10-year-old kid gets one at five, it looks giant.
Totally.
So, you know, my buddy Benny Seacrest, you say, if you don't weigh it, don't say it.
Yeah.
So we
digital scale. What's your favorite digital scale?
Right. I just bought one, and God, what is it? Becknell. I think it is pretty expensive. They use them for on the MLF tours, you know, on the bass tours. It's pretty accurate. But I also have an IGFA. Boga grip.
Oh,
so,
certified.
Yeah, certified Boga grip. So I've been using that when I really want to get down to brass tacks. My favorite area is Palos Verdes. Been fishing it for 35 plus years. So I'd have to say that's my backyard.
All right.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great information. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
When I get back to the dock from a fishing trip, I need to get caught up. And your San Diego County Ford dealers have a perfect solution. The Ford F-150 truck with available interior work surface to put your laptop, paperwork, and more. This is just one of the many useful features Ford has built into this amazing truck. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores, where the future is for everyone.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewrich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we will have great promotions from Daiwa on Lexus, Saltus, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200 reels. A fantastic offer on Proteus rods and SK Jig. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Been in a crazy busy morning, having lots of fun this morning. Want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza produces the finest fillet knives ever made. Anza also offer knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah, also want to remind you, too, yeah, that's just a great place to get your fish done. I mean, we ate some yellowtail that I got on our Shogun trip the other day. It's like it just came out of the water.
Oh, Fisherman's Processing?
Yeah, from Fisherman's Processing.
The best?
I mean, it's like, yeah. I mean, it's just like unbelievable.
When I was down in doing our trip in Baja, you know, I brought that poke mix.
Yes.
We made a point of having that as an appetizer. And how easy was it to just mix the ingredients up with fresh yellowtail and have poke right there on the spot?
Well, that's what I told Ted. I said, go online, because he's up in Washington from Gamakatsu. I go online and order it online, that poke mix and the poke spice,
right?
And it's like, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. The other one is, we're coming up on holiday party time, Christmas and Thanksgiving, all these fun things coming up. Fisherman's Processing, if you want to be the all-star at a Christmas party, dude, a couple of those blocks of their smoked cheese and a couple things of smoked fish. You do nothing but open it up, rip the package open, cut it into some cubes, throw it on the board, and like, dude, it's so, so killer. And you're like the holiday party all-star with zero effort.
Yeah.
Literally rip the bags open, cut up a little bit with a knife, throw it on the board, killer, and it's so good.
Yeah, so Fisherman's Processing, and don't forget, if you're going on a long-range trip, make your reservations. Text them at 619-255-3128. But again, like Ricky says, holidays are coming up. You want to be the superstar. Bring some, you know, bring some of that smoked cheese, smoked fish.
Two blocks of cheese, two blocks of smoked fish. It fills the platter out. Maybe throw a thing of jerky on there. Charcuterie boards are like everybody's thing nowadays.
That's the deal.
Your wife's hyped because you add something else to it. It's just, I'm telling you, dude, so good.
And you can order. You don't have to go there, although their convenient location right there on Taylor Street next to Old Town is easy. But just order it online, and they'll ship it right to you, whether the spices, the cheeses, the smoked fish, everything.
Tuna jerky, killer.
Tuna
Love
jerky,
that place.
No doubt. All of the above. All right. Hey, got a great I have a great text here from Dave, and Dave B. in Encinitas, and he says, Captain Benny, what are you wearing in hot, humid Gonzaga areas to stay relatively comfortable?
Ooh.
And he says he's a first-time texter and a first-time listener.
Right on. That was Dave?
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks, Dave.
My favorite that's been out not too long, it's called the Adept Sunshirt. And the reason being is the material keeps you cool in hot, keeps you warm when it's cool. And then short-wise, man, there's a lot of choices. I mean, my stealthy for me. I wear them all. I'm wearing them now.
Everyday shorts.
Yeah, I mean, fishing or around, they look good. They feel good. They dry quick. But I mean, I pretty much wore those two throughout the whole trip.
And the nice thing is you get wet. You want to jump in the water. You get hot and humid. You want to jump in the water. They dry very quickly.
Very quick.
So and do they still make the long sleeve shirt with the Geocool in it too?
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
Barracuda.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Yeah. But I tell you, if you haven't had Adept yet,
it's pretty legit.
Adept.
Adept. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are even better than the Barracudas.
Oh my god. The face mask, everything. The hood fits over your hat. perfect.
Yeah, okay. and sucks it in, so you can still run with it. Like, it holds your hat to your head, but gives you the protection over your ears.
Yep.
I got some of those for the Louisiana trip, and dude, so nice.
Nice, huh?
And legit, like, almost a little heavier material than you're used to, which in the mornings when it was cool was nice. Like, it truly did. Like, it provided warm. Like, today is the day for that, because you got cool mornings, so you had some like, you know, because some of the sun shirts when it's cool are too cool.
Too cool, right? Yeah, right.
And this was it was warmer in the morning, and it was very cool in like blazing hot Louisiana sun daytime.
And if you're not a glove guy, it has the really nice finger holes where it comes almost over up to your finger stump.
Covers.
Oh yeah, it covers the palm.
Are you a glove guy?
I am sometimes I'm not.
Okay.
Summertime I wear them. Wintertime, not so much.
But that being said, AFCO also makes the best sungloves, too. I mean, those sungloves are almost like wearing nothing.
Solmars?
Yeah. Solmars, yeah.
They're unbelievable. So good.
Yeah, for sure. They have just stepped up to a next level in all their gear.
Yeah. From boxers to rain gear.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, well, let's jump into those phones. You want to get through. It's been a busy morning. Finally, a line is open. You can talk to Christian there, and he'll get you on. 213-432-1090.
Jim in National City's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Another great show. What I wanted to chip in on, Captain Benny, you were talking earlier about that Shimano Bay Runner. Wow. What a great reel for fly lining sardines. But what I wanted to tell you is that that's one of the two reels I use when I fish crawdads in the lakes. You know, I'm a 99% crawdad guy. And that Bay Runner is excellent for working those crawdads. You hit that trigger and it puts it in free spool. You set your rod there. You might leave it 2 minutes, 3 minutes, move it. You know, with those crawdads, you only move them a foot or less or a little more, and then you got that trigger and free spool again. But, yeah, I just wanted to chip in on that Shimano Bay Runner. Excellent reel for fishing crawdads, for me anyway, at the lakes. So, anyway, that's kind of my thing today, guys.
Cool. That's cool, Jim. Great, Jim. Yeah, good
that's
tip.
That's a good tip. That Bait Runner by Shimano,
best.
The best easy-going spinning reel for novice or expert angler.
With that was literally my next text question to read, and it was from James in Temple City. He says, hey, guys, we talked about it before. I love my Bait Runner 12,000, which is the largest of the Bait Runner size, and he was asking Benny how you would set that up for general use. That was from James in Temple City.
Ooh, that's the big one. I mean, you can literally go with 80-pound Max Quattro on it. How much line it holds, I couldn't answer.
300 plus.
Yeah.
You're talking 80
now,
pound
we explain, Power Pro Max Quattro is 25% thinner.
Thinner.
So that 80 pound would be like putting 65 pounds.
Exactly, yeah. So you're going to have the braking strength of 80 pound, but you're going to have over 300 yards of, you know. So you can tackle pretty much anything you want. You want to go rock fishing up to 300 feet. You want to fish yellowtail, tuna. You know, tuna obviously maybe under 100 pounds, you know, fishing lures, fishing sinker rigs. It's a very versatile reel, especially at that size. That's how I would rig that reel.
That's cool.
All right.
You guys are talking about the Max Quattro. At Tackle Day last week, Captain Matt Brawla from the San Diego and James from West Coast Jiggers were doing like a real like advanced technique course in like the bluefin jigging, like the, you know, the vertical style speed jigging with very specialized rods and reels and gear. And all of those guys fish Max Quattro. Mm-hmm. You know, again, those are the highest end guys that not only use all of the popular stuff here, but I mean, even crazy JDM market stuff, and they all use Max Quattro because the speed that the lure sinks for them is such a big deal that the skinnier diameter that Max Quattro gives them allows them to either fish a smaller lure, which moves much better, and still be able to get down as fast because of the drag of the Spectra, or with the heavier lure and less drag, again, even faster still. So, like, those guys were...
So, even for bluefin?
That was what they were targeting, yeah.
Wow.
Big bluefin with, you know, advanced jigging style things, and, you know, and they were talking about, you know, having Spectra that was perfectly fine, but ripping it off and switching to Max Quattro just because of the diameter difference, and it making a legit difference legit. Yeah, it was really cool. It was a great seminar.
That's good stuff. Yeah. Here's an interesting text from Kurt in San Diego. I have to read this because I thought it was funny. How big do you think a 27-inch calico would weigh? Caught one several years back. It was a battered fish with a crooked jaw, huge scar down the side, obviously a survivor, but he let it go and always wondered what the weight of that fish would be. Great show. Thanks.
You
27-inch calico.
You could, yeah, you could only presume. Is it skinny? Is it that?
Yeah, right.
I never liked... measuring to determine size. I mean, there's obviously a formula, right? I mean, there is a formula.
Sure.
Weight, girth, and all, I mean, length, girth, and all that. But for me, again, I'm taking it from my buddy Benny's book is don't weigh it, don't say it. I mean, you could say it's 28. That's a huge fish.
So how big was your 10-pound calico? The length on that fish? Any idea?
I have no idea because it was a butterball. It was fat.
That's the thing, man.
Yeah. That's everything. And
you know what I mean?
It could be long and skinny or short and fat, and that could be pounds of difference.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It could be pre-spawn. It could be, you know, pre-spawn, they're generally fatter. Post-spawn, they're skinnier. You know, big old head and little body.
Yeah.
Catch a lot of 5-pounders with no body with a big, giant head.
Yeah.
You know, just feeding.
But it was a big fish, 27-inch calicos.
Oh, no doubt.
Approaching that.
To tell you how big it could be, we have a 20, I believe ours is 26 and change, basically 27-incher, hanging on the wall at Fisherman's Landing. It was caught all the way back from Nick Cates, Andy Cates' dad, and that fish weighed almost 12 pounds. It's 11 and change.
Yeah. Wow.
Like high change.
Okay, that gives Kurt an idea.
But that exact same fish could be 7 or 8 pounds.
Seven,
you know what I mean?
It
could. It just.
But it's a big one.
They're so different.
Yeah. So that one on the wall that was 12 is 26.
I think it's 27. I think it's 26 or 27 inches. We'll check it out at and you know report back. But I remember it being of that size. Like, you know, I remember us always saying like that calico is as long as a you know legal sea bass damn near. Yeah. Like
speaking of Andy Cates, he will be fresh off the Red Rooster next Saturday, and then in our studio. 1 week from tomorrow, next Sunday. So I finally cornered him.
Yeah, that's not an easy one.
I was walking back from Point Loma Seafoods, and I saw, hey, Andy, pulled my calendar out. Come on, man, it's time. And gotcha.
That's cool.
So he said, yeah, get in on Saturday. I'll be in on the show.
That's always
awesome.
Really fun show.
Andy's great.
Yeah. I would have guessed that you caught him surfing. I would have figured that's the only – he's either on the boat or he's in the surf. I would have figured that's where you would have got him. But, yeah, nice job, Pete. That's cool.
I can't paddle my board where he surfs. I'd be shot.
All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say we got a great we got busy phone calls. We're going to jump right back into it. We're going to talk to Robert. He's called us from Canyon Country this morning. What's up, Robert? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you guys doing? I hear you talking about swordfish, but I only hear, you know, little bits and pieces. Is there any information? Is it a good shot? Is it something we can catch here? And is there somebody we could go fishing with to get a good shot at them?
I would say at this point, absolutely. Swordfish is a swordfish. I mean, it's the pinnacle of the trophy thing, and it's certainly not the type of fish that you're going to ever count on catching every trip, every time. You're going to get multiples of them. You got to put some work into it. But you know who I think, and I'm sure there are others, so forgive me for not, but like who has really got that wired in is bite sport fishing.
Yep.
I mean, those guys are very consistent. They have caught a lot. I mean, I don't know how many
a lot
between their crew of boats have caught this year, but it's got to be 6, 8, 10 of them.
Brandon texted me a shot yesterday that they pulled on one for 3 hours and lost it.
And
it was a big one.
And those are the numbers that are crazy, too. You know, like, because
the ones you're not
because that one doesn't add to the total.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Between,
but they're still landing a lot.
Between Dylan and Jake and Vinny and he, I mean, those guys are really getting them. And I think you legitimately can. I mean, if you go right now with somebody like Brandon and his team, like, you're certainly going to expect an opportunity at a shot. And I think if you really wanted to catch one of those things, I think it would probably behoove you to book a few days.
Yeah.
You know, you book 3 days targeting swordfish, you're probably going to have your shot at one.
Yeah. Now, the other one who's really good at it is Captain Bill from Pacific Coast Sport Fishing.
No doubt.
Man.
Yeah.
He's done a really good job. And I don't know that he's he's still actively chartering. But, you know, if you pick up Pacific Coast Sport Fishing magazine, he's got an ad in there for his charter service. But Bill's been getting them.
And we rig a lot of gear for a lot of, you know, four-pack, you know, small charter outfits at the tackle store. And And a lot of them have had success this year.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, several of them come to mind. Into the Depths and Brothers and all those guys. Like, and they all run. They all run charter service. Is it wide open? No, it's never going to be wide open.
No.
It's Swordfish, but I mean, it's for sure worth going.
Yeah, I've spent, and believe me, I'm still learning. I'm on my boat. I've spent 6 days. I think had one bite, maybe.
But it's a thing.
I got to put my time in.
Totally.
Right.
And here's the one other.
I'll connect it.
Here's the other thing that we always say too, for exactly to that, Pete, is while you're trying to, you know, put your time in, it feels like everybody's getting them. The thing with social media these days and a fish that's that special is literally you see everyone that gets caught.
Yeah.
Every single one. The picture ends up over here on this guy, and this buddy shared it because his bro got it. And, you know, the other day I was thinking the same thing. I saw three different buddies that all, you know, like all pictures from holding swordfish. I thought, oh, man, these things,
they
shoot this thing. I found out it was the same fish. You know, all three of my buds were fishing together, and, you know, like I had a picture, you know. So, you know, they're such a special fish that you kind of hear of everyone. And sometimes you convince yourself that it's, you know, that it's biting better than it is. But it's a special thing for a reason. It warrants putting your time in.
Yep.
It's not wide open, but man, we have a legit fishery for them, and I think that it'd be hard to say there's anybody better than Bite doing it right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Matt's on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Morning. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Matt? Good morning.
You guys over there? Hey, good morning. What's going on, guys?
Good morning. You got up. We're right at the tail end here, but we got you. How was fishing last night?
It was pretty good. Pretty much stayed out there till about 3, so slept in a little bit.
3 a.m.
But I've been sneaking out kind of late nights on my kayak the last couple months or so, dialing in a little night bite.
That's
it's been pretty good.
Sweet. That's great. So AFCO, of course, you're the marketing director for AFCO. Is that your official position now?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
you've done such a great job with it. And we've been talking all morning about the fantastic AFCO products. I don't know that you've had a chance to listen. You'll have to go back and listen to the archives of the podcast of the show, because we talked a lot of AFCO, right, Benny?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. you wanted to talk about your video, right?
Yeah. We just launched a video recently. It's called Sia Cortez. Something that I've been doing for a number of years, and had the opportunity to, you know, capture something cool. Just kind of, you know, the standard adventure we do down there in Sia Cortez, chasing Cabrilla. But yeah, that rolled out, shoot, I want to say a few weeks ago now. Got pretty good response. It's just nice, you know, fun. Just, you know, kind of like a throwback adventure vid, more or less. Me, you know, my dad's in there, a few of my good buddies, Randy Spicer, you know, Casey Shedd's in there, Buddy Vin Hong, and Jerry Mayhew, all captured by our photographer, Jason Arnold. Just a really killer, cool little flick, to be honest. Just showcasing, you know, kind of just the whole vibe down there, Sierra Cortez of Baja, just how fun it really is.
You guys did such a good job capturing what a trip like that is supposed to be about.
Sure.
Like, I mean, you feel it. Like, you feel that it was a fun trip with a bunch of buds going and pulling on fish.
Yeah. Thanks, Ricky. And that's all really, really we're looking to do. And thankfully at AFCO, you know, I have the opportunity to, you know, kind of drum up ideas, you know, whether it's something like that, or we did a bluefin tuna piece with Greg Stosbury and his brother and Dave Elm last year. We had another piece on the Trossett family. That was a cool little one.
Yeah, and all these videos, how do we access it? I know how I did. I mean, I got the hint from at the AFCO website, but what's the best way to access, like, all of these AFCO videos that are all just so well done?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to see them all, probably the best place is go to our YouTube channel. Just look up AFCO on YouTube. Or if you go to our website, AFCO.com, you know, see the Baja film is afco.com/Baja. That'll take you right to it. And then you should see, you know, a bunch of other related links of a bunch of other content we've created.
The thing that's so cool is, like, you see all the gear at use, but it's not, you know, it's not a commercial either. It's a soul cool Baja trip. And then intermixed in there, like, you see all the gear at use. You know, you guys didn't do that to film a commercial. You did it to film, you know, what you like doing, and then in between, you just happen, you know, happens to have the best gear around.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, and like, you kind of hear, you know, whether it's Baja ready gear or field tested gear. I mean, like, literally, that was last winter. We were wearing all the prototypes of stuff that just launched this fall.
That's cool.
So, see, you know, our Barracuda suit, Reaper windproof, you know, between that or the Samurai shirts, all that stuff. It's all, it was all in that piece.
Your dad was talking about the Adept shirt. How great. I gotta have to.
Oh, yeah. That's probably my sure. That Adept shirt, I think, became like the pro team favorite and also customer favorite. You know, it's not cheap by any means if you're looking for a sun protection shirt, but if you were going to invest in a shirt that kind of has all, you know, all the bells and whistles, that's definitely it. You know, it's got that Adept fabric. It's really comfortable, you know, keeps it cool, keeps it a little insulated too when things are chilly. And it has a mask built into it, a hood, the whole shebang. And we have it in a bunch of different patterns too.
So big question. When are the boots coming out?
Oh, well, it's pretty funny. I posted something like on my social media last night, a field testing, and I got a bunch of DMs, predominantly from Pro Team, like, when can I get them? And also just some, some random people asking, like, oh my gosh, one of those here.
Yeah.
So we're ready. Unfortunately, I have to wait a little bit. They're going to be available later this spring.
Okay.
Okay.
Later this spring, so around April or so.
I can handle that. I can handle that. Next fall will be tough. Spring we can handle.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's 100%. But I will tell you, I've been wearing them a bunch. My dad's been wearing them. We have a couple other pros been testing them, and I say they passed the test as far as like what we're looking for. You know, with the boot, we won that ICAST award last summer with the boot, which is really cool. Just, you know, anytime it's a new category and an all new product for us. It's kind of nice to get that, you know, you get that cosign, you know, from the industry and buyers, with those awards. But, you know, legitimately, like, so much has gone into those boots, you know, getting the fit right, getting the insoles right, the bottom sole, you know, you name it. It's been vetted through. I think we're on version 2 of prototypes, and these are probably the ones that'll get, you know, signed off on, and then roll through for production.
That's the thing I love about AFCO is you guys have no problem tabling something until it's ready. I'm sure a ton of work goes into building something, and there's probably a lot of pressure to roll it out, but, like, you guys don't put anything to market until it's perfect, even if it means waiting and all the extra money that went into launch, and if it's not right, it just doesn't come out. And I think that speaks so highly of what you guys do.
And the fact that these guys actually test them on the water. They're hardcore fishermen. You raised this kid right, Benny. Matt.
He's doing all right.
We sure appreciate it. We ran out of time here, but thank you for taking the time and getting up this morning to call in. And we sure appreciate everything you and the Sheds do at AFCO and the whole team at AFCO. Just amazing. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you, Ricky. Thank you, Pete.
Thanks, Matt. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new AFCO Reaper. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, yep, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. Those Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are also a huge hit with anglers. The best hooks, swivels, split rings, and more are made by Gamakatsu. Get them in your local shop or Gamakatsu.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like 2 free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the vast capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 freeway in Orange County.
Ben's son.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Even a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, we're going to find out who's got themselves a Reaper windproof jacket or pullover, your choice. Benny's going to flip the coin to make the call on a caller or texter. Flip it up. Okay, a texter today. Congratulations, Norman in San Diego. You are hooked up.
Yeah, you're going to love that Reaper, and we'll find out your size and which one you want and all that. And Benny, thank you very much. Great show. So busy today.
Brad,
we couldn't
today
get
too
it in. Great job. Thanks. If we want to go fishing at Coastal Charters, we better get in on it because I know you book up fast. How do we do it?
Don't retire.
Ben at fishcoastalcharters.com. You can go to my IG at coastal_charters or 310-779-0397. Pete, Ricky, thanks for having me. And continue the great work.
All right.
Thanks,
continue
bro.
Your great work representing the products that you do. And thank you all out there. Thanks to Christian. Thanks to Adam for all they do. And thanks to all of you for your texts, your calls, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup. Tomorrow morning, Wayne Cota from CCA, California. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.